From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, as President Bush asked the United Nations for more help in Iraq, Congress was sparring over the cost of the operation. Democrats in the House released an analysis critical of the administration's request for $87 billion. Republicans vowed to send the money as quickly as possible. And leaders of both parties said they will want a more realistic assessment of just what the money will fund and for how long. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from Capitol Hill.
The top Democrat on the House Budget Committee, John Spratt of South Carolina, said the cost of operations in Iraq at best will add about $179 billion to the federal deficit over the next 10 years. Spratt said he and other Democrats want some answers about the president's request.
We don't think that an $87 billion supplemental ought to just be willy-nilly approved.
Spratt's best-case scenario assumes the president's request will be the last of money for Iraq's reconstruction and that all U.S. troops will be pulled out of the country by October of next year. But he and even many Republicans think that's unlikely. So Spratt came up with three other possible cases. He estimates if operations continue in Iraq through 2006, the conflict would cost about $238 billion. If it's through 2008, Spratt says it could be about $309 billion. And in his worst-case estimate, a troop deployment ending in 2010 would cost $418 billion. Spratt said these are ballpark numbers, and that his aim is to get more realistic estimations from the Bush administration.
We don't have any prognostication from this administration as to what the cost in the future is likely to be. But if we're looking at a $200 to $300 billion addition to the deficit, surely it's fair to ask, shouldn't there be some shared sacrifice?
Spratt said Congress should be looking for ways to offset or pay for some of those costs, rather than simply adding it to the record deficit. One way Spratt suggested to drum up money would be to postpone one or more of the tax cuts passed earlier this year. Republican leaders of the House are not about to take Spratt's suggestion. Majority Leader Tom DeLay said he sees the supplemental request as a second resolution on the war and that he will try to move it through committee to the House floor as quickly as possible. But there is a growing number of Republicans who say they will take a closer look at the $87 billion request, like Arizona's Jim Colby.
I want to make sure that we're actually getting effective use of the dollars and that we're going to accomplish what we're setting out to do in Iraq.
Colby plans to ask the Bush administration for more details about the reconstruction in Iraq. And like Spratt, Colby said he's very concerned about the swollen budget deficits. But he says the president's request for funds to continue military operations is not the place to start quibbling over money.
It's too important to really start talking about offsetting it. I mean, I'm concerned about the amount of deficit and our debt, but let's face it, this is a relatively small part of all of that.
Still, Colby agrees with Democrats that this is unlikely to be the last request from President Bush for money to fund Iraq operations. Colby chairs an important appropriations subcommittee that will oversee money spent for reconstruction of Iraq. He announced today his committee will begin questioning the top U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, tomorrow afternoon. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.